We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. We're live from the AMR studios and welcoming a very special guest to the Cholula hot seat. Guy swinging a pretty hot bat lately, Padre shortstop Clint Barmas. Clint, one of the few guys on this team with some historical success against Clayton Kershaw. Did it last night, got a couple hits, got the home run. Do you see the ball well? Do you feel like you see the ball well against Kershaw? Or is it, you know, what is it about you having some success against this guy?
It's tough to explain that way. I see it well enough to have a little bit of success against him, but he's obviously very tough, and when he's locating, when he's on, he's not very fun to face.
I think he hasn't quite figured you out. That's what the problem is, I think, Clint. You know what I mean? He hasn't figured, you know, him out, Gracie. That's what it's all about. You know, like last night, the slider up a little bit, you know, kind of speed your bat up, you know, and you're probably looking hard away, right?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, and he makes a mistake, and that's what good hitters do. That's what big league hitters do.
You know, just trying not to do too much for sure and stay in a big part of the field. And, you know, when he's got those kind of pitches, especially his curveball and his
that's
slider.
That's what Buddy was saying last night. It's the best he's ever seen his curveball. And that's saying a lot for a guy like that.
And that's a lot of times. That's why you see Kershaw, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of contact early in the count with Clayton Kershaw. Well, you bet. I mean, what are you going to do? Wait till you get to the curveball?
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
No, and that's what makes it tough, because you go up there and you want to be aggressive early, but you know, he gets ahead of you, and then it's trying to be, yeah. Good luck trying to hit that other stuff.
Good luck, but you did a very nice job with it last night. When you signed here, you know, you were kind of the first of several moves to follow. I guess, one, did you have any idea of what was coming with this team, you know, when you spoke with AJ or your agent? And then what was it like to watch as you added Kemp and Upton and Myers and Norris as you were the first part of all these off-season moves?
I can't say I expected everything that happened over the off-season. But early on, you know, talking with my agent and him communicating more to AJ than me so much up until I decided that this is where I wanted to be. You know, that he talked to, it's going to be a different team, and they're going to make a lot of moves, and it should be an exciting year. And the opportunities that they offered me obviously were very exciting for me on a personal note. And that's what basically ultimately made my decision was, you know, the way that they were talking, that they were going to use me coming in. And obviously, as the off season went, then the trades and the moves that they made, it got very, very exciting.
Well, I was excited about that, you know, and you know, because I had, you know, you're the veteran guy, you know, and having a veteran infielder out there that's been through the season and everything else, it's invaluable to some of these younger guys that haven't got as much experience. And I know that you share a lot of that experience in talking to these guys, and that really makes a difference, you know, throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, and it's been fun. I mean, the younger guys coming in, and they've been great, you know, coming up and the questions and talking baseball, and whether it's on the bench in the clubhouse, you know, not just me but all the guys, it's been a lot of fun, and I think it's all starting to come together. Guys are getting to know each other at a personal level, and it does take some time, but you know, we're in a good spot right now. And
hey, do the pitchers talk to you?
All the time. I love talking to the pitchers.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I love them. I love pitchers, yeah.
That's awesome.
You just imagine some segregation in the clubhouse that position players don't speak.
I'm picking on Clint. That's all I'm doing. It's great. You know, and it's good stuff when you talk about that. And it's healthy. You need to do that. Talk to your infielders, tendencies and everything.
Yeah, and for me, at short, any middle infielder, I mean, you're trying to play along with what they're trying to do and their game plans. And, you know, a big part of the game is trying to position yourself and play the odds and position yourself in the right spot.
Well, you can see where the pitchers are going to be, obviously, from shortstop, and that's important. I think sometimes when you see it's going to maybe an off-speed pitch or whatever it might be, you can anticipate a little bit the tendencies of where that ball is going to go.
Yeah,
that
it's
makes
a game
a difference
of inches
out there, man.
Heck yeah, it does. It could be a step or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Clint Barmas here. And we talked about the veteran presence that you're providing to this team. Who were some of the guys that mentored you when you were a young player coming up?
You know what? Mark Sweeney was a big one.
Nice.
And obviously he's here, and he was big for me in AAA. He spent a little time in AAA before he went up in Colorado, and I believe it was 03 or 04, one of those years. But right before I really broke in, and then when I did break in, he was still with us. So I got to work with him in the minor leagues and then also in the big leagues. But when I got there, Todd Helton was a guy that kind of took me under his wing, and getting to watch a guy like that go about his business and how he prepared, you know, every day was huge. But I played with a lot of veteran guys at that point when I came in, and picked up a lot of things from just the way that they went about their business, and basically taught me what it's like to be a professional and what a pro is, and that's, you know, showing up every day and getting your work in and being prepared.
Am I is it me, or am I seeing a lot of guys taking ground balls at short?
Yeah, there's – yeah.
What's up with that?
I love it. Yeah, they give me a break, you know. I don't like taking it by myself.
I looked up there today, and there's like three guys taking ground balls at short. I'm going, what's up?
Every once in a while, I'll even ask, you know, somebody come join in with me. You know, give me a little breather in between pitches.
I can relate to that.
Well, I feel like you see Will Myers taking ground balls at every position every single day, you know. So you never know where you're going to find that guy out there.
That's for sure.
Yeah, as long as Cashner's not out there, we're all right.
You know, he tries.
Yeah, I know. I believe it.
You've been a part of some pretty successful teams and seen a lot in baseball. What are you seeing with this team in the way it's coming together and its potential? Where do you feel like this team could get to? And I don't want to ask you to make a prediction. You're going to make the playoffs, not going to make the playoffs. But do you feel like this team is progressing where it needs to go? And do you feel good about the team coming together going forward?
Without a doubt. I mean, you look at the talent in the clubhouse, and it's hard to say that we're not going to be contending for a playoff spot at the end of the season. And it's going to turn. We haven't exactly clicked on all cylinders yet. And, you know, when that happens, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And it's definitely coming. It's close.
Hey, you know, for us, you know, we get frustrated. The consistency is not quite there, you know.
Right.
When you talk about all the elements it takes to get in one of those roles, you know. And, you know, I know we as broadcasters thing get a little frustrated and love the game and want the guys to do really well. And, you know, and then all of a sudden one of the pieces will fail, and it gets frustrating. I know it has to frustrate the guys in the clubhouse.
Oh, very much. But the guys are gelling together pretty well. The chemistry is fun in the clubhouse, and guys are starting to play, and, you know, everybody's pulling in the right direction as far as our goal ultimately is to win the game and do whatever it takes and pick each other up in the process. And you know, we're right there. We've battled and kept ourselves in games. The guys in the clubhouse, they don't give up. We're in the game until the last out's made, and that's the mindset. And it's like I said, it's been fun, and it's going to get better.
You don't play every day, Clint. You know, I mean, that was like the road trip. It seemed like you got three or four starts in a row, which is good to see. Yeah. You know, but I would assume by, you know, that four start, you got to be a little bit stiff, a little, you know, I would think.
Yeah, I woke up a little stiff that next day.
Because that adrenaline is just a different edge that you take to the
– And it's hard to prepare when you're not running out there every day and getting in that game shape. You know, it is a little different that way, but yeah, I would have found a way to grind through it.
You always, but I spring training. I mean, I'd run all of January and half of February, report to camp, but I've been running 6-7 miles a day, and boy, I was in great shape, you know. And by the third day of spring training, I had to crawl to brush my teeth in the morning. I was so sore, and I never did figure that out, But it's just that adrenaline, that little competitive edge. All of a sudden, you pick up when everybody else gets there.
Exactly,
you know, and it really changes.
It really does. And like I said, if you're not used to getting thrown out there every day, it takes some. It takes some practice and some endurance to get through it.
It's good stuff. Talking to Clint Barmas here. Really appreciate you stopping by. Congrats on last night's game, even though it wasn't a victory. The home run was a big part of the last night's game, and good luck for some continued success here this weekend against the Dodgers.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Clint was on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Thanks to Clint Barmas for stopping by the AMR Studios here on Padres Social Hour.